各位弟兄姐妹，元年教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters at Garden Grove Church。
感谢主耶稣基督的恩典，小丽今天晚上可以在这里跟大家来学习神的话语。
Thanks to the grace of God that I am able to be here tonight to learn the word of God with all of you。
从7月1号开始呢，小丽被安排要来负担喜乐都教会跟尔湾教会。
And so from July onwards, I have been put in charge of Cerritos and Irvine Church.
那今天因为在我们这里举开教会的音乐营呢，所以小弟被安排来这里来协助这次的音乐营。
And because the music camp is held at Garden Grove, I have been sent here to help in this area.
因为我们刚好也在举办音乐营呢，所以今天晚上呢，小弟想要用摩西的歌做题目呢，跟大家来查考有关于诗歌的问题。
And so, since we are currently having music camp here, I would like to use the Song of Moses as a topic for mutual encouragement tonight.
那我们从圣经里面所记载的几首诗啊，来学习一下怎么依靠神，让神成为我的诗歌，那神也成为我的力量。神更是我的拯救。
And so from a few songs in the Bible, we can learn how we can trust in God so that God can become our song, He can become our strength and salvation.
圣经里面记载摩西呢，其实他应该有三首歌。
And in the Bible, they record three songs of Moses.
第一首歌呢，就是以色列百姓他们过红海之后，在红海旁边所唱的歌。
The first song occurred after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, so it was by the Red Sea.
那是在出埃及记第十五章里面所记载的摩西的歌。
And that is recorded in Exodus chapter 15, the Song of Moses.
当摩西在走旷野路的当中，他曾经写了一篇非常动人的诗篇，那就是诗篇九十篇。
And when Moses was walking in the wilderness, he wrote a very touching song, which is Psalm 90.
这是他在这个旷野路当中，人生跟神同行当中呢，他所感受到的神是他的居所，他所谱的一篇诗篇，是我们大家很喜爱的一篇诗。
And so this is what he experienced when he was walking in the wilderness, that the Lord was his dwelling place. And so this has become a song that we enjoy a lot.
然后当摩西他最后人生要结束以前呢，他在约旦河东。他面对以色列百姓即将要进入迦南地之前的一个叮咛他最后谱了一篇歌，是神告诉他要写的。
And lastly, right before Moses passed away at the east of the Jordan River, before the Israelites, he wrote a song that God instructed him to write.
那是在《生命记》三十二章所摩西写的另外一篇很出名的诗。
And that is a very famous song that is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 32.
那么今天晚上呢，我们来查考摩西的第一篇歌，就是在红海边所唱出来的神是我的诗歌。
And so the song that we will study tonight is the first song that he wrote by the Red Sea, and that is the Lord is his song.
出埃及记十五章在就是紧接着，当以色列百姓过了红海之后，他们在红海旁边面对这个大海看到。这个埃及军兵车辆马兵都在海里面，他们所发出的赞叹。
And so the Israelites, they saw that the Egyptian chariots were coming after them in the sea.
那我们知道当一个人如果经历过这个天地巨变就是说我们有经历过一些很重大的灾难的时候，很多时候如果我们亲身经历过了，我们那个印象都很深刻的。
And so for anyone who has encountered a great crisis, they will remember this event very vividly in their memories.
对以色列百姓来说，他们在红海旁边所看到那个神如何让红海分开，让他们走干地从海里经过这个事实对他们来每一个人来说都是一个很大的震撼。震撼就是很 shock。
And so for the Israelites, they were greatly shocked when they saw the event that occurred by the Red Sea, which is that the waters are parted and they were able to cross on dry land.
那在那个时候，众人唱歌都是同心的，他们一起唱那个诗歌那个歌那个力量很大。
And so when they were shocked, when they sang the song, they were united, and so the strength was really great.
因为他们才刚刚看到神的作为嘛。
Because they had just seen the work of God.
那我们记得十年前九一一那个刚刚发生的时候，哇，那时候很多人都很震惊。
And we know that when 9/11 happened 10 years ago, many people were very serious.
当场看到那个大楼倒下来，那些人啊，终身难忘。
And when they saw that the towers fell down, this was something that they would remember for a long time.
我们在东岸有几位弟兄姐妹，他们曾经亲眼看到这个世贸大楼倒塌的时候的景象。他们说，即使十年已经十年了，但是在他们的印象里面，就好像昨天才刚刚发生一样而已。
And so there are some brothers and sisters from the East Coast, and they saw with their naked eye the World Trade Towers fall. And they said that even after 10 years, they still can see it as clearly as if it happened just yesterday.
我们在台湾如果经历过921大地震的人，他们对当时候那个地震的情景也是记忆很深刻。
And for those people in Taiwan who encountered the earthquake on September 21st, they also would remember this event very vividly.
我们有一个姐妹，她当时候住在埔里，就是震央那个地方。他当场经历那个怎么样，那个地震是怎么样震的，房子是怎样动的。
There's a sister who lived in Puli, which is in the center of the earthquake, and she witnessed how the houses rocked and shaked.
哦，他的家呢，蒙神的保守啊，都没有受损，他的家人都平安。
And under the protection of God, none of her family members and her house were not harmed.
所以，即使经过了很多年以后，他在回忆当时候神保护他们的情景呢，他那个。心里面充满感谢。
And so, after years looking back, her heart is filled with thanksgiving as she remembers these events.
那最近3月11号日本的海啸哈，跟日本的地震啊，我们看到当时候那个情景，因为才几个月过去而已，所以我们看到当时候那种情形，当目睹的人他们是如果能够活下来，是怎么样的感谢神。
And we see that the tsunami and earthquake that happened on March 11th in Japan, the people who were able to survive, they are filled with a lot of thanksgiving.
所以我们现在今天晚上要来把我们自己放在以色列百姓当中，回到红海旁边，去想想当时候他们目睹神怎么样保护他们那个救恩，然后他们心里面所发出的颂赞，之后他们所唱出的这首歌。
And so let us put ourselves in the shoes of the Israelites by the Red Sea, in witnessing their salvation and having this heart of thanksgiving and praise.
我们一起来思想摩西当时候他所写的这首诗、这首歌，然后我们一起来唱看，到底我们这首歌在我们心里面会有什么样的感动。
And so let us think about this song that Moses wrote, and let us sing this song and see how we feel in our hearts.
摩西的这首歌呢，在圣经里面其实被提到很多次的。
The song of Moses is mentioned numerous times in the Bible.
即使在天上，在启示录里面说，天上的那些圣徒啊、使者啊，他们也在唱摩西的歌。
In the book of Revelation, it says that even the saints in heaven are singing the song of Moses.
我们来看一下启示录第十五章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 15.
启示录十五章。
Revelation chapter 15.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
启示录十五章第二节。我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见那些圣的兽和兽的像，并他名字数目的人，都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴。第三节。
Verse 3.
唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说：主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉，奇哉！万世之王啊，你的道途亦在成灾。第四节。
Verse 4.
主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归给你的名呢？因为独有你是圣的，万民都要来在你面前敬拜，因你公义的作为已经显出来的。那这一段圣经呢，就是在幕后的情况，当时候在天上这个异象当中啊，这个约翰他所看到的，天上的人在唱摩西的歌。
And this is the scene that happened during the end times. What John saw, he saw the people in heaven sing the song of Moses.
得胜的人，胜的兽，就是最后能够得救的人，他们所唱的歌，其中有一首就是摩西的歌，另外一首就是羔羊的歌。
The people who were victorious, one of the songs that they sang was the song of Moses.
他们怀着一个敬畏神的心，在歌颂神的作为。
And with a heart of reverence, they were praising God for His creation and His works.
然后说，神这么伟大，万民都应该来敬拜神的，都要来在神面前敬拜。
And they said that the Lord God is so great and almighty that all nations should come before Him and worship Him.
要把荣耀归给神的名。
And that all glory should be unto the name of God.
面对这个全能的神，谁敢不敬畏呢？
And who should not fear this great Lord?
那么现在再回来看出埃及记第十五章。
If we turn back to
第十四章，十四章。
If we turn back to Exodus chapter 14,
我们现在来看看当时候以色列百姓在红海前面的时候，他们的心情。
We can see the mood of the Israelites right before the Red Sea.
神已经在埃及地为以色列百姓行了十件很奇特的。
And God had already performed ten great miracles in the land of Egypt for the Israelites.
最后把以色列百姓就领出来了，领出埃及了。
And after he took the Israelites out of Egypt,
那可是就云柱开始带着他们走到红海旁边来。
The pillar of cloud led them to the Red Sea.
然后现在前面没有路，后面有埃及的追兵要来追杀他们。
And now they did not have any way to go in front of them, and they had the Egyptians chasing after them in the back.
第十四章的第十节，那个时候以色列百姓看到埃及人赶来了，他们就很害怕，向神哀求，其实就向神发怨言了。
And so in verse 10 it says, when they saw that the Egyptians were coming after them, they were terrified.
他们就跟摩西说，为什么要把我们领出来在这里呢？要让我们死在旷野吗？
And they said to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die?
哦，他们认为说，在埃及服侍这些埃及人做苦工，总比死在旷野还好啊。
So they thought it was better to serve the Egyptians in Egypt than to die in the desert.
那时候他们这个心情其实是因为他们对神的作为不明白，就是说他们基本上还没有办法明白神在埃及所行的那个十个神迹对他们所产生的意义。
And they had such feelings because they did not understand God at the moment and the significance of the miracles that God performed in Egypt.
因为在埃及地神所行的神迹基本上都是对着埃及人来的。
Because the miracles that God performed in Egypt were catered towards the Egyptians.
要让埃及人知道他们所拜的神不是神。
And it was for the Egyptians to know that the God they worshipped was not the true God.
那这群以色列人他们的神是独一的真神。
And the Israelites, their God was the one true God.
所以基本上对以色列百姓来说，他们蒙恩，他们基本上不会特别觉得说，哎，我们到底有什么特别啊？
And so for the Israelites to receive salvation, they did not feel anything special.
那所以这是为什么在诗篇106篇后来诗篇的作者他们在回忆当时候以色列百姓的这个旷野路程的时候他们这样说的。
And that is why the author in Psalm 106 when they thought back about the journey of the Israelites to the desert they said this.
我们请看106篇的第七节。
Let us turn to Psalm 106 verse 7.
诗篇106篇第七节。我们的祖宗在埃及不明白你的奇事不纪念你丰盛的慈爱。反倒在红海行了悖逆。
Verse 7, when our fathers were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindnesses, and they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea.
这里说他们不明白神在埃及为他们所做的一些神迹奇事哦。
Here it says that they did not understand that the miracles that God performed in
Egypt. 他们没有把神为他们所施行这个丰盛的慈爱，把它放在心上去感谢神。
And they did not remember the kindness that God showed them and did not remember this.
所以当他们在红海旁边的时候，圣经特别描述说，他们对神所发的怨言、抱怨，其实就是对神的悖逆。
And so by the Red Sea, they rebelled against God.
那当然，神一手把他们带出来，最后神一定会拯救他们。
And because God brought them out of Egypt, in the end, He would also save them.
不过当我们看到说，有一些人的一个 应该是也是其中一个罪性，就是人很容易忘记神的慈爱。
And we can see a characteristic or a sinful nature of man is that we easily forget the kindness of God.
那他们对神所发的怨言，当然神都听到了。
And when they complained to God, God heard them.
所以接下来出埃及记的第十四章，神就跟摩西说，摩西就对百姓说：“你们不要害怕，你站着，安静的站着，看神怎么拯救你们。”
And so that is why in Exodus chapter 14, Moses said to the people, "Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today."
然后这个时候，你们看十四章的十五节。
And let us look at chapter 14, verse 15.
神对摩西说：“你为什么向我哀求呢？你吩咐以色列人往前走。”
Verse 15, the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on."
虽然前面是海，但是神要摩西吩咐百姓说：“你们继续往前走，走下去就对了。”
Even though that the sea was before them, God commanded Moses to instruct the Israelites to move forward.
然后十六节，神跟摩西说：“你要举手向海伸杖，就把水分开了。以色列百姓就要下海中走干地去。”
In verse 16, the Lord said to Moses, "Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water, so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground."
然后，当然，后来真的神就按用他的全能把这个红海分开。
And so, by the authority and power of God, the water of the Red Sea was parted.
在诗篇106篇的第八节，这里特别说，神因为他自己的名拯救他们，为要彰显他的大能。
In Psalm 106, verse 8, it says, "Yet he saved them for his name's sake to make his mighty power known."
神要让以色列百姓先了解这个神这个名字，他们哀求神呢。这个名字事实上是不可以被乱用，不可以被用来抱怨的。
And so God wanted to show the Israelites that the name God could not be used in vain, and that this was not something that they should use carelessly to complain.
要让他们明白神的这个名字是可以彰显能力来拯救他们。
And he wanted them to know that the name of God could be used to show the mighty power of God.
所以106篇的第九节说，并且神就斥责红海。海变干了，他带领他们经过深处，如同经过旷野。
Therefore, in verse 9, it says, "He rebuked the Red Sea, and it dried up. He led them through the depths as through a desert."
第十节说，他拯救他们脱离恨他们人的手，从仇敌手中救赎他们。
Verse 10, "He saved them from the hand of the foe, from the hand of the enemy, he redeemed them."
然后水淹没他们的敌人，没有一个存留。第十二节，那时他们才信了他的话，歌唱赞美他。
Verse 11, "The waters covered their adversaries, not one of them survived." Verse 12, "Then they believed his promises and sang his praise."
那当这个以色列人他们真的过了红海，到了红海旁边，看到这个所有的埃及追兵全部都死掉了以后，他们当时有什么反应呢？
So what was the reaction of the Israelites after they walked across the Red Sea and they looked back and saw that all the Egyptians had died?
我们看出埃及记十四章的第三十一节。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 14, verse 31.
31节说，以色列人看见神向埃及人所行的大事，就敬畏神，又信服他和他的仆人摩西。
Verse 31, "And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses his servant."
在这种当下，在那个时候，以色列人他们真的对神是很信服，因为他们知道神拯救他们。
In that scenario, the Israelites truly knew that God has saved them.
那现在他们过了红海，已经离开了埃及，他们后面不再有危险。他们现在面对的就是怎么样走前面的路程。
And so, after crossing the Red Sea and leaving Egypt, they no longer had dangers coming behind them. So now, all they needed to do was to face what was ahead of them.
出埃及记十五章开始，那个时候第一节，摩西和以色列人向神唱歌，这一首歌就是旷野路的开幕的歌，就是他们要开始走旷野路一开始他们当时的心情。
And so in chapter 15, verse 1, then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. So this was the song that began their journey through the desert.
那唱歌的人是摩西跟以色列全会众，所有的百姓一起唱的。
And this song was sung by Moses and all the Israelites.
我们想想看，那时候以色列百姓有多少人呢？
So let us think how many Israelites there were.
少说有几十万上百万人、哦、如果会唱歌的人呢、哦、会能够唱歌的至少有100万以上吧，
100万
就是 million。
So、those who can sing were over 1 million、哦、
那这么多人一起唱歌，你看那个场面有多浩大。
So when you can just imagine all these people singing together。
我们今天我们的这些小孩子四五十个人一起唱歌，我们就觉得声音不一样，跟一两个人在会堂唱歌是不同的。
And so the kids here at music camp, there's 40 or 50 of them. When they sing together, we think that it sounds very different from just two people singing together.
我们有时候如果看到几百人的合唱团一起唱歌、哦、那个声势就很浩大。
And we know that a choir that is made up of 100 or so people, the voice or sound is very loud.
但是如果有一万人一起唱呢？
But how about 1 million people singing together?
哇，这个就是当时候在红海旁边那个颂赞神的那种热烈场景。
That was the situation by the Red Sea when they were singing to the Lord.
那么他们唱歌的对象、歌颂对象是这位全能的神。
And the person they were singing to was the Lord Almighty.
那么他们唱歌的这个主题是什么
？So what is the theme of their song?
我们看一下第十五章的第一节后半段。
Let us look at the latter portion of chapter 15, verse 1.
我要向神歌唱，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的驮在海中。
I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea.
这摩西的歌说，我要向神唱歌唱。
The song of Moses said, I will sing to the Lord.
因为神战胜了，神得胜。
Because he is victorious.
那这个主题在第二十一节，米利暗他回应摩西跟以色列百姓所唱的妇女他们所唱的歌一样。21节说，米利暗应声说：“你们要歌颂神，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。”
And so, in verse 21, when Miriam sang back to them, she also sang, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea."
那所以。他说要歌唱要歌颂神，因为神战胜将马和骑马的驮在海上。这一个歌词似乎就是像副歌一样，是重复在唱的一段颂词。
So this verse, sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, the Lord and its rider he is hurled into the sea. This is a chorus that they repeat over and over again.
那摩西的这首歌呢分成两段。
And there are two sections to the Song of Moses.
从第一节到第十二节，基本上第一段。
From verse 1 to verse 12 is the first section.
那这一段呢，在讲这个至圣至可畏的神呢、啊，他显出他大能所施行的拯救，是值得歌颂的。
In the first section, it shows that the Lord has shown His almighty power and His salvation, and this is worthy to be praised.
那第十三节开始到第十八节。这是第二段。
And the second section is from verse 13 to verse 18.
那这一段在预言神一定会带领他的百姓进入所应许的那个产业之地。
And this is a prophecy that God will lead his chosen ones into the promised land.
神会凭着他的慈爱跟他的大能领他们进入那个应许地，是神信实的表现。
By his power and his love, he would lead the Israelites into the promised land.
那我们现在来看一看，从第一段里面第一节到第十二节。
So let us first look at the first section from verse 1 to 12.
他们唱歌的原因就是神战胜了。
And the reason they sung was because the Lord was victorious.
第二节说，神是我的力量，我的诗歌成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他，是我父亲的神，我要遵从他。
Verse 2 says, The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him.
第三节说，神是战士，他的名是主。
Verse 3, The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name.
那所以他们唱歌是因为神是我的力量，神拯救了我。
They sang because the Lord is my strength. He has saved me.
那神他带领我得胜，他是战士，他把法老的车辆马兵全部都投在红海里面了。
And the Lord has led me to victory. He has hurled the horse and its rider into the sea.
所以 从第一节到第五节这一段就是在讲神他基本上、以色列百姓他们为什么要唱歌的原因呢？
So from verse 1 to verse 5 is the reason as to why the Israelites were singing.
然后从第六节到第十二节他在讲神所彰显的荣有荣耀的能力。
In verse 6 to verse 12 is the power of God.
我们看第六节，神啊，你的右手施展能力，显出荣耀。神啊，你的右手啊，摔碎仇敌。
Verse 6, your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy.
那这里他讲到神的能力是怎么样表现的？
And here it shows us how the power of God is shown.
第七节说神发威严，然后就推翻那些仇敌了。
In verse 7, it says, you unleash your burning anger, it consumed them like stubble.
然后神发怒，像火一样，就把那些仇敌都把它烧掉了。
In verse 7, it says, you unleash your burning anger, it consumed them like stubble.
哦，然后第八节，神说发鼻中的气，神吹气，神一生气，那个水就立起来了。
In verse 8, it says, by the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up.
然后到第十节，神说，他说你叫风一吹，海就把他们淹没，就是神一吹风，然后那个海就分开，然后仇敌就被淹在海里了。
And so in verse 10, when God blew his breath, the sea covered them and the enemies were covered in this water.
那第十二节他在重复强调说你伸出右手，地便吞灭他们。
Verse 12, you stretch out your right hand and the earth swallowed them.
这里他强调说，你看从第六节开始，他就在强调神右手施能力。
And so from verse 6 onwards, it emphasizes the right hand of God and its power.
所以神他到底如何彰显他的荣耀能力的，就是在这一段里面表达出来。
So this section shows us how God shows his power.
然后在第九节的地方提到这个仇敌他们当时的情形，仇敌的特质了。
And in verse 9, it shows us the condition of the enemy at the time.
哇，这个仇敌呢，一直强调我要怎样，我要怎样。
This enemy emphasizes what he would do.
但是最后就是被投在深海里面了。
But in the end, they were in the sea.
在那个荣耀的神面前，所有的我都消失了。
Before the glorious Lord, all the eyes were disappear.
然后从十三节开始到十八节呢，这一段在预告神如何要带领他们真的能够去领受那个应许的迦南美地。
So verse 13 to verse 18 is the prophecy of how God will lead them to the promised land.
第十三节说，你凭慈爱领了你所属的百姓，你凭能力引他们到你的圣所。
Verse 13, in your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling.
从十三节开始这一段，我们所看到的都是未来事，就是神将要怎么样的。
And so from verse 13 onwards, this is what God will do.
所以从十四节开始，你看他说，外邦人如果听到神的作为，就会发战，然后讲到非利士人他们是怎样的痛苦，因为听到神的这个能力。
So in verse 14, we can see that the nations will tremble when they hear of God, and the Philistines will be in anguish.
15节提到以东人，提到摩押人，提到迦南的居民。
In verse 15, talks about the people of Edom, the Moabites, and the people of Canaan.
那这些基本上都是将来他们要进迦南地以前，他们所要对付的仇敌。
And these are the enemies that they would face before they enter the land of Canaan.
然后第十六节说，这些仇敌呢，这些以色列百姓的敌人，他们都会惊骇恐惧，会临到他们。
In verse 16 says that terror and dread will fall upon all these enemies of the Israelites.
他是用神如何对待埃及仇敌这个事情，来得到一个应许，说神将来也是会这样对待那些抵挡他们的仇敌。
So from seeing how God treated the Egyptians, this was a promise of how God would treat the enemies.
然后到第十七节，最后他说：“你一定会将他们领进去，栽在你产业的山上。”
And in verse 17, it says, "You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance."
主啊，这个山上就是你为自己所造的住处。
And this is the place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling.
主啊，就是你所建立的圣所。
The sanctuary, O Lord, your hands established.
所以在这一节里面，他就要提到那个神所应许给以色列百姓的他们这个应许之地是什么。
So verse 17, it tells us what the promised land that God wanted to give to the Israelites was.
这是神产业的山，就是神的，神属神的。
And this is the mountain of God's inheritance. This is belonging to God.
是神住的所在。
This is where God dwells.
是神的圣所，是神建立的。
And this is his sanctuary that he established.
然后在这个神的住处，神是永远当王，直到永永远远，是第十八节的结论。
And in this dwelling place, the Lord will reign forever and ever.
然后最后就是第二十一节，在副歌重复：神啊，我们要向你歌唱，因为你大大战胜，将马跟骑马的投在海中，我们完全得胜，我们全然得到平安。
And in verse 21, we repeat the chorus, which is, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea, so we will all receive this great peace."
那从经文上我们来看到这一篇诗篇基本上就是这样一个结构。
And so we can see this song, how it is written.
那我们现在就要来从这一篇诗篇里面来得到一些教训，这篇诗篇对我们来说到底发生什么样的功效。
And so now we can see what the teachings are in this song.
因为今天我们都不是在红海旁边当场见证神把红海分开那些人呢。
Because we are not amongst the people who personally witness the parting of the Red Sea.
但是在我们每一个人的生命当中，我们都可以去体会神是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他成为我的拯救，那个很实在的信仰的体验。
But all of us can experience in our own lives that the Lord is my strength, my song, and my salvation.
我们每一个人其实在我们生命当中都有个故事。
All of us have stories in our lives.
这故事就是我们怎么样到现在为止，我们都能够愿意坐在这里来向神歌唱，然后向神祷告，我们会向神表达我们的敬畏。
And this song is why we are willing to come here before God today to fear Him and to sing His praises.
所以基本上我们每一个人在我们心里面应该都有一首歌要时常去唱的。
So in our hearts, we all have a song that we want to sing.
那我们今天每一个人都经历过神很多的恩典。
So all of us have enjoyed the numerous blessings from God.
我们如果仔细的把我们从神领受的把它一一的列出来啊。
If we list all the things that we have received from God.
其实我们可以真的很列出很长很长一串的神的恩典。
I believe that we will have a very long list of God's blessings.
只是有时候我们都把它忘记，我们没有去仔细 去把它记录下来而已。
But many times we forget about these and we do not remember them.
因为很多时候时间久了就忘记了。
Because after a long period of time you may forget.
但其实今天如果我们每一次在领受神的恩典之后，我们一定心里面都是充满喜乐的了。
But after every time we have received the blessing of God, I believe that our hearts are filled with joy.
我们如果在每一次经历神的恩典之后，我们都会喜乐歌唱神啊。那么这个歌啊，我们要常常记住，我到底在这种情况下，我对神唱了哪一些歌。
If our hearts are filled with joy and we want to praise God every time we have received His blessings, we must remember the song.
在雅各书第五章第十三节里面有句话这样说。
In James chapter
第五章
five
第十三节。
In James chapter 5 verse 13 it says.
雅各书五章十三节说：“你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。”
In verse 13 it says, "If any one of you is in trouble, he should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise."
当我们喜乐的时候，一定要歌颂。
When we are happy, we must sing songs of praise to God.
那这个在歌颂的时候，这首诗歌呢，就会成为我们的记忆。
And when we are singing these songs of praise, this will become our memory.
这是为什么今天我们从我们的孩子还在小的时候，我们就让他们能够在家里面参加各种活动。
And that is why we allow our children to participate in events from a very young age in church.
因为当他们在神的教会当中，弟兄姐妹一起学习神的话语、神的祷告、神让神的爱、神的灵充满以后，他们心里面真的是充满喜乐。
Because when they learned the word of God with other brothers and sisters, and they are filled with the Holy Spirit, their hearts are filled with joy.
然后当他们在教会当中，他们一定会唱很多的诗歌。
And in church, they will sing a lot of hymns.
然后他们在这个时候所唱的这个诗歌，就成为他们将来在回忆神的恩典的时候一个很重要的一个回忆的一个主题。
And these songs will become very important themes for them when they remember the blessings of God in their life.
因为我们常常会很容易的，因为唱到某一首诗歌，就想到哇，我当时在什么样的情况下曾经唱了这一首很让我感动的诗。
Because sometimes when you hear a song, you will remember back to a situation when you sang the song and you were touched.
我记得我在大学的时代参加在台湾举开的神训班呢。
And when I was in university, I attended a seminar in Taiwan.
那在那个时候，在那个神训班当中，我们唱了很多首诗歌。
And during that seminar, we sang a lot of hymns.
那其中有几首就让我每次唱到这首诗歌的时候，我都想到当时那种很对神所发出的那种赞叹跟感动。
And whenever I sing these hymns, I remember back to the time when I was greatly touched by God.
因为那个当时那种喜乐的心已经印在你的脑海里面。
Because that joy in your heart is ingrained in your mind.
那其中有一首我记得很清楚，就是我们现在诗歌的314首《你真伟大》。
And one hymn that I remember vividly is 314. How great thou art!
因为哇，几十个青年一起唱一首诗歌，唱得很美。
Because 10 some youth sang this together and sounded very lovely.
然后当在神训班的时间呢，我们有机会到外面，到山上里面去看天上的星星，然后看到神所创造这个伟大的这个世界，真的发出那种赞。大家在走路当中就一起唱诗啊，那种感动，那种记忆就一直留下来。
Because we had the opportunity to go look at stars, and while we were walking together, we sang this hymn, and so we could witness the creation of God and at the same time sing this song.
那后来又有一首诗歌，就是我们的331首。
And another song is 331.
我们大家不知道记不记得我们331首是哪一首诗。
And I don't know if you guys remember what hymn 331 is.
就是一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我们，那个神的那个 tender mercy。
And that is surely goodness and mercy should follow me.
就是诗篇里面二十三篇里面所讲的那首诗歌。
And that is the song that is recorded in Psalms.
那首诗歌我一直都记得，当时候青年一起唱诗的时候，每次唱那首诗歌都想到哇，当时候这些参加神训班的这些青年，当时候真的是很的心是火热的，而对神的慈爱怜悯也是非常肯定的。
And whenever I sing this song, I remember back to the youth at the time. Their hearts were very fervent, and they were very convinced of the love of God.
所以，当我们喜乐的时候，我们一定会有诗歌在我们的心里。
So when we are joyous, we will have a song in our hearts.
我们向神歌颂。
And we will sing praises to God.
那从摩西这首歌里面，我们就看到说，他第二节这个地方，他所强调的，神是我的力量。是我的诗歌，是我的拯救。
So from the song of Moses in verse 2, it emphasizes that the Lord is my strength, my song, and my salvation.
摩西跟以色列人他们 这一个对神的体会，后来在诗篇118篇里面重复出现，在以赛亚书12章第二节也是一样重复出现。
And so this experience that Moses had is recorded again in Psalm 118.
跟以赛亚书12章。
And also Isaiah
12. 就是说神是我的力量，这个神是我的诗歌，他这个一个描述啊，让以后很多的诗人他们就觉得说，是的，他们所描述这个神的特质在我们身上，我们的生命里面所表达出来的力量，他们很多人都接受，哇，这个就是表达我当时的心情。
And so what is recorded that the Lord is my strength and my song, this is very similar to what a lot of people experience, that yes, the Lord is my strength.
对当时候以色列百姓来说，他们面对埃及的追兵，他们基本上是软弱的，他们因为他们手无寸铁，他们怎么去抵挡这些埃及的精兵呢？ 没有办法了。
So the, when the Israelites were facing the Egyptians, they were filled with fear because they had nothing to fight against the Egyptians with.
但是最后他们却全然得胜，这些埃及的精兵全部都死在红海里面了。
But in the end, they were victorious, and all the Egyptian soldiers died in the Red Sea.
他们本来像是软弱的，其实他们最后却是最刚强的。
Even though in the beginning they were weak, in the end they were strong.
那所以神是我的力量，那我们今天要怎么样把这个神成为我的力量呢？
So the Lord is my strength. How do we make the Lord our strength today?
如果我们看一下诗篇第二十八篇呢？
If we turn to Psalm 28.
诗篇二十八篇。
Psalm 28.
二十八篇，我们现在先来看第二十八篇第六节。
Psalm 28 verse 6。
诗篇二十八篇第六节，神是应当称颂的，因为他听了我恳求的声音。第七节。
Seven。
神是我的力量，是我的盾牌，我心里依靠他就得帮助，所以我心中欢乐。我必用诗歌颂赞他。第八节。
Verse 8。
神是他百姓的力量，又是他受膏者得救的保障。第九节。
Verse 9。
求你拯救你的百姓，赐福给你的产业，牧养他们，扶持他们，直到永远。那这里第七节说，神是我的力量，是我的盾牌。
Here in verse 7 it calls, the Lord is my strength and my shield.
那神要成为我的力量，第六节他讲的一个原因就是因为神听了我恳求的声音。
And the reason as to how the Lord became his strength is recorded in verse 6, for he has heard my cry for mercy.
就是借着祷告，神真的成为他们的力量。
That is through prayer, the Lord became their strength.
今天我们在生活当中可能也会面对一些困难的。
Today we may encounter some difficulties in our own lives.
当然不见得像以色列百姓他们这么绝望说，哇，前面没有路，后面有追兵，死路一条。
Of course, we may not be like the Israelites, and we may not feel as hopeless that there is no road before us, and we are being pursued by enemies behind us.
但是我们一定会碰到一些困难，我们觉得很难解决的。
But we will find ourselves encountering situations that we do not know how to solve.
我们觉得没有力量去面对。
And we feel like we do not have strength to face it.
怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
就像这里诗篇所说的。借着祷告神，神会听了我的恳求，然后神会成为我的力量。
Just like the author of the psalm says here, that through our prayers, the Lord will hear our cry for mercy, and he will become our strength.
因为神是赐力量给他百姓的神。
Because the Lord is a God who gives strength to his people.
他是要赐恩典给他百姓的。
And he wants to give grace to his people.
因为神是活神，他是全能的。
Because he is a living God and he is almighty.
今天如果我们会觉得我无力，但是我会愿意跟神求，神就变成我的力量，我就变刚强。
If today we are weak and we are willing to pray to God and ask for strength, then God will become our strength and we will be strengthened.
我们有一个姐妹呢，她是住在台湾的三地，后来她结婚嫁给一个美国人。
And we have a sister who lives in the mountains in Taiwan, and in the end, she married an American.
她不懂英文的。
And she doesn't understand any English.
当她跟她这个美国的先生结婚的时候，他们是用日文沟通的。
When she married this American, they used Japanese to communicate.
因为这个做先生的呢，曾经到日本去做过 missionary， 就是。他们曾经到那边去服务两年，因为他们是摩门教的教徒。
Because this husband had gone to Japan as a missionary for 2 years.
那所以他们摩门教呢，他们对这个语言的训练呢，他们就做得很扎实。他们派他们送到日本去住两年之后，他们基本上就可以用日文跟沟通了，很没有问题。
And so he was Mormon, and so when they sent him to Japan, he could communicate with them using Japanese.
所以夫妻两个是用日文在沟通，很多话其实是讲得不够深入的。
And so the husband and wife, they spoke to one another in Japanese.
因为他们共同语言都是他们每一个人的第二语言，都不是很精通。
And because their common language was their second language.
啊，结果呢？后来因为这个姐妹她当时候对神本身并不是真的很认真追求。
And this sister, she did not truly pursue after God.
当我们不是把神放第一位的时候，很多我们认为有保障的，最后可能就变成我们悲伤的一个原因。
And so when we do not put God in first place, the things that we are very sure of may become something that we will be very sorrowful over.
因为他为了要维护他这个婚姻，他一直妥协自己的信仰。
Because she wanted to save her marriage, she compromised her own faith.
最后，这个婚姻就出问题了。
In the end, she had problems in her marriage.
这个做先生的后来就有个外遇。
And this husband had an affair.
当我们这个姐妹她知道她先生这个问题以后，她已经被蒙在鼓里很久了。她后来发现以后，她整个人真的快要崩溃了。
And when the sister found out about the affair, she was about to lose her mind.
因为她的先生跟她说：“我们离婚吧。”
Because her husband wanted to divorce her.
跟她说：“钱就在放在桌上，一人一半。”然后你拿你的部分走，然后我们就从此分道扬镳。
And so he placed the money on the table and he said, "Let's divide it in half, and then you take your portion, I'll take mine, and then we can walk our separate ways."
面到这种突然来的那种，突然来的这种巨大的改变呢，他突然之间他觉得他没有任何能力去应对这样突然的婚变呢。
And so when she encountered the sudden change, she felt like she did not have the strength to face it.
怎么办？
So what was she to do?
唯一的路就是祷告神。
The only way was to pray to God.
她真的在神面前，跪在神面前，神啊，你垂听我祷告，求你帮助我，让我能够面对这个婚姻难关。
So she knelt before God and said, God, please listen to my prayer and help me face this difficulty in my marriage.
因为这位姐妹心里面她一直存在一个意念，我信真主教的信徒，我要把我的先生带来信主啊。
Because in her heart, she kept thinking that I am a member of True Jesus Church. I need to bring my husband to the church.
如果离婚了，就没有机会。
If I get divorced, then I will not have this opportunity.
而且圣经上也，她觉得不要离婚，因为为了孩子的缘故。
And because according to the Bible, she felt like she should not get divorced, and also for her children.
所以她在那个时候跪下来祷告，祈求神，禁食祷告，求神加给力量。
So she knelt down before God and she fasted and prayed and asked God to give her strength.
弟兄姐妹帮她祷告。
And so brothers and sisters prayed for her.
每一天都是跪在神面前，跟神痛悔，然后求神加添力量。
Every day she knelt before the Lord and she poured out her heart and asked God to give her strength.
以前她觉得这个守安息日、读圣经、祷告不是很重要。
In the past, she felt that reading the Bible and observing the Sabbath was not very important.
可是，在那个时候，她突然觉得。哇，守安息日是很重要的。每一天不管怎么样，每一个安息一定要来守安息日。
But at that moment, she felt that observing the Sabbath was very important, and she observed the Sabbath every week.
她每一天用祷告开始，每天用祷告结束，每一件事情用祷告来求神加给力量。
Every day she began with a prayer, and she ended with a prayer, and through everything she prayed.
那个先生的心哦，就慢慢被神软化了。
And the heart of her husband was softened by God.
那个先生本来跟他说，明天就走，离开。
And before the husband says that you should leave tomorrow.
后来说一个礼拜再考虑一下。
And after that, he said we'll reconsider this after 1 week.
一个礼拜之后，哎，没什么事情，好像哎就继续，事情就这样慢慢有一个缓冲的余地了。
And so after a week, it seemed that nothing happened, and so they kept going.
但是那个先生后来搬出去住，分开。
But in the end, the husband he moved out, and they were separated.
这个姐妹自己带个三个孩子，每天就靠着神过日子。
And this sister lived with her 3 children, and she relied on God to live day by day.
当她每一天都祷告，跪在神面前祷告，求神加添力量的时候，她突然变刚强起来。
When she knelt before God to ask God to give her strength each day, she became strong.
她的心因着有神，就有喜乐。
Because she had God in her heart, she had joy.
她就看到盼望。
And she could see hope.
因为如果神愿意，什么事情都有可能，都可以挽回她的婚姻。
Because if God is willing, then all things are possible.
然后他看着圣经，改变自己，照着圣经所吩咐的教训来做一个做妻子该尽的。
And she read the Bible and changed herself and did the duties that she should fulfill as a wife.
然后他的改变，他那个从神所得力量，让他的先生看到说，哇，他这个太太很刚强。
And through the strength that she received from God, her husband could see that His wife was very strong.
因为当婚姻有问题的时候，其实做丈夫跟做妻子的心里面都是很忧郁的。
Because when there are problems in your marriage, the husband and wife, they are filled with worries.
这个做先生的在各方面在处事各种条件上都比这个做太太强很多很多，没办法比的。
And this husband in many areas was stronger than the wife. She could not compare.
但是这个做先生的却是软弱到觉得没有希望，软弱到没有力量，而且需要到去看心理医生，然后去寻找各种帮助，可是心里面还是一直被愁苦捆绑。
But the husband still felt very weak, and he had to go and see a psychiatrist. But he still felt tied, and in his heart, he had a lot of burdens.
但是反过来看到这个太太，做太太什么都没有。
But when he looked at his wife, he realized that she did not have any of this.
但是他唯一可以的是，他常常跪下来祷告，用圣灵祷告，求神帮助。
She knelt down before the Lord and prayed with the Holy Spirit.
结果就看到了，哇！这个太太变得好刚强，他觉得连做先生都看到这个太太完全不一样，因为有神成为他的力量。
And so the husband saw that the wife was different, and she became very strong because the Lord had become her strength.
然后最后，神真的施行拯救，啊，神拯救他。
In the end, the Lord saved him.
他变刚强，他变刚强之后，神的拯救就出现了。
When she became strong, we could see the salvation of God.
因为神软化人的心。
Because God can soften the hearts of man.
神让很多人所看不到的事实渐渐的显明出来。
And God will allow a lot of things to happen that we cannot see.
神让他这个做先生的了解到，原来他这个太太其实是很好。
And God let the husband realize that his wife was very good.
他让他的先生认为说，哇，他没有这个太太，他没办法过日子。
And God let the husband realize that without his wife, he could not live each day.
然后神真的就拯救他的婚姻了。
And so the Lord saved their marriage.
拯救他的家庭。
Saved their family.
不但婚姻保留下来。
Not only were they able to keep their marriage.
神进一步的改变先生，亲自带领他做先生了，最后真的来认识耶稣，然后在真耶稣教会里面受洗，成为基督徒。
The Lord changed the husband to come to know God, and in the end, he was baptized in the true Jesus Church.
那所以真的是像这里所说的，神是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。
And truly, it is like it is recorded here: the Lord is my strength, my salvation, and my song.
那这个神以前，我们这位姐妹她觉得他是她父亲的神呢。
And before this sister thought that this God was the God of her father.
因为他们以前是住在教会隔壁啊。
Because they used to live by the church.
我们今天可能没有人住在教会隔壁的哈，还没有这么好，除了在水手池那个江执事以外。
And I know very few of us live right by the church.
但是他的家从小就住在教会隔壁。
But this sister, she lived right by the church from when she was a child.
所以她从小就不喜欢去教会，都是要被逼的去听道理的。
But from a very young age, she did not like to go to church. She had to be forced to go.
等到她自由了，跑到外面去读书的时候，她就不去教会了。
And so when she was able to go out to pursue her own education, she no longer went to church.
因为她觉得她这个神是她父亲的神，她妈妈的神。
Because she felt that that God was the God of her parents, her mom.
一直到她经历了这个神的拯救，然后她突然发现这个神是我的神了。
It was not until she witnessed the salvation from God that she realized that this is my God.
所以摩西的歌里面他说，这是我父亲的神，我要歌颂他，是我的神，我要尊崇他。
So the song of Moses says, "This is my God, and I will fear him."
这是一种信仰的转变。
This is a changing point in your faith.
那这个就是神他在我们每一个人的生命里面所留下的这首歌。
And this is a song that God leaves for all of us.
那这首歌呢，要常常唱。
And this is a song that we must sing.
因为如果没有常常，人就会忘记了。
If we do not sing this song, then we will forget about it.
诗篇一百零六篇，我们再看回来诗篇一百零六篇。
Let us turn back to Psalm 106.
一百零六篇，请看第十三节。
Psalm 106, verse 13.
第十三节说：“等不多时，他们就忘了他的作为，不仰望他的指教。”
Verse 13, but they soon forgot what he had done and did not wait for his counsel.
今天摩西的歌啊，在红海边唱了一次之后，接下来他们就没有常常唱了。
So after they sang the song of Moses once by the Red Sea, they did not sing it again.
他们唱什么？
What did they sing instead?
他们所讲的话，反而就像这边第十五节讲的啊，十四节讲的，就开始发怨言，大起贪欲的心。 然后就惹神烦了。
Instead, they complained against God, and in verse 14 it says, "In the desert, they gave in to their craving."
然后在那里试探神，啊，结果就遭到很多很多的灾难。
And they put God to the test, and because of this, they encountered a lot of crisis.
所以从这一段话，我们看到，让我们得到一个提醒，就是这首歌啊，我们每一个人蒙恩的这首歌，要常常在我们心里面一直吟唱。
And so what we can learn from this is this song of salvation is a song that we must sing a lot in our hearts.
提醒我们每一个人，啊，这个神是独一，是唯一我的依靠。
We must sing this repeatedly to remind us that the Lord is my strength.
有哪一个神，他的形式能够让我们这么样的幸福呢？
What, is there a God that can allow us to live such blissful lives?
我们要常常去回忆，然后去思想神的慈爱跟怜悯。
We must remember the love and the mercy of God.
常常去领受神要借着这个诗歌，在我们心里面所唱的这首诗歌，让我们真的心里的力量刚强起来。
And through this song that God has given us, we can be strengthened in our hearts.
让我们一生一世都能够让这个神成为我生命的王。
So that the Lord can become our King in our daily life.
他是我的王，直到永永远远。
And he will be our king forever and ever.
愿主耶稣基督帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们每一个人都能够不断地吟唱我们在心里面所领受这首从神来的歌。
So that we can sing the song that God has given to us in our hearts.
来歌颂我们的救赎主，他是我的拯救。
So that we can praise God, our Savior.
我们来唱诗491首。
Let us sing hymn 491.